Hey there, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Jessica, and this is All Things Sensory by Harkla. Together, we're on a mission to help children, families, therapists, and educators live happy, healthy lives.
We dive into all things sensory, special needs, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and so much more. In each episode, we share raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for everyone to implement into daily life.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, really, really, really quick, before we get into today's amazing episode, we want to talk about some things that we have coming up.
We're going to be honest, it has been a very hard year to stay in stock as a small business.
So whether you've heard the news or not, supply chains have been crazy this year, and Harkla has definitely been affected by this.
We do have some very exciting news to share with you today. We have all of our products finally back in stock, heading into the biggest sale that we do every year, which is our Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale.
So if you want to make sure that you get the Harkla product that you've had your eye on, we recommend getting on our early deals list ASAP.
So to do so, you are going to head to harkla.co/early to sign up and make sure that you're on the list so you are one of the first ones to know when Harkla's holiday sales go live so you can save money on your favorite sensory products.
With how much we've been out of stock this entire year, we just want to remind you that the early bird gets the worm this holiday season, so you want to be on this list so you know when these sales are live.
Yes. Okay, one last time, head to harkla.co/early. That's harkla.co/early.
Okay, now we can get to today's episode.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another new fun episode. You're listening to Rachel and Jessica from All Things Sensory by Harkla.
So because it's the week of Thanksgiving, we didn't want to put a big episode out where we talk about a lot of things. We wanted to do something kind of light and more fun. And since it is Thanksgiving, we are talking about all the things we're thankful for.
Mm-hmm. So a few weeks ago, we asked you to share with us on Instagram what you are thankful for, what you're grateful for, what you love most about your sensory child or yourself if you are a little on the neurodiverse side and are learning about it. And we got some amazing responses.
Yes. So thank you to everyone who answered. And we are going to share these responses with you just because it's the season for being thankful.
Yep. These are all anonymous, but we're excited. And it's great because y'all are awesome. And okay. So are your kids.
Yes. Okay. So the first one, she teaches me to slow down, take in all the moments, the good and the bad.
I think anytime a kid teaches us to slow down, it's a miraculous thing.
It's incredible, yeah, because we're in this such fast-paced world that when we do slow down, we see all the things that are amazing about our lives.
Mm-hmm. And that happens to be the good and the bad in this case, which mm-hmm. is important, mm-hmm. definitely. Okay, next one. He's 6 and loves to say hello to everyone he passes.
My child does this as well, so I totally understand what that's like. And sometimes it feels awkward, but most of the time it's like, that was such a kind thing to do.
Yes, I love it.
Okay, the next one. I like how this one's worded. He's mad about numbers and words.
That's so great.
He's probably going to be an engineer, just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not putting him in a box, just saying he could be.
Yep. Next one, his different perspectives help open my mind to new ways of thinking. Oh, that one's awesome.
That's so important. Like, I just think all of these kids who are, you know, showing us how to slow down and how to have different perspectives, they're going to change the world. I really think so.
Yeah, I think it's so important. I mean, we try to teach our kids this in therapy all the time, to have the perspective of someone else and to take that perspective. And when someone can teach us that, when a child can teach us that, what could be better?
You know? Yeah. Yeah. The next one, it has brought many of my own undiscovered diversities to light.
Hmm. See, y'all are learning about yourselves and your own brains. Oh,
yep.
Makes me happy. I will say that since doing this podcast, since becoming an occupational therapy assistant, since focusing on sensory, I have learned a lot about my own diversities as well.
Oh, for sure.
And I've also learned how to make them special and unique and how to cope with them too.
Yep, exactly.
Next one. My son taught me how to view the world in a whole new way.
Lots of these same responses of just looking at things differently because of our children.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Okay, the next one. He's 2.5 and still wants to be in the baby Tula carrier for proprioceptive input. I love the extra snuggles when he's in there so much. It makes the hard times disappear.
That's so sweet. You can never go wrong with extra snuggles from baby wearing. Like, the possibilities are endless. I mean, just pop your babe on your chest or on your back and snuggle.
Enjoy those moments. Even when they're starting to get a little heavy.
Yes. The next one is, I love that no matter how hard the day is, the way my child looks at me is with pure love.
Yes. Oh,
unconditional.
Yep.
So, so sweet.
Next one, her curiosity to learn how everything works. Like I said, these kids are going to change the world.
Mm-hmm. Another fantastic, just unique way of looking at the world. Soaking it all in.
Yep.
All right. The next one is super sweet. All it is he's cheeky. He's cheeky.
Like, I like saying we say like, oh, she's so spicy.
Yes. Like so sweet.
Okay, this next one is a longer one, but probably one of our favorites. Mm-hmm. Rachel, this was sent to the Sensory Project Instagram, so yes. Have you read it.
Okay, so this is from an adult, and she shared with us that she doesn't have kids yet. I'm a professional nanny caring for kids in 3 different families at the moment. I also have autism. I didn't discover I was autistic until more recently, and it's been a really joyful experience to finally realize why my brain works differently. One thing I love about having autism is I have really great attention to detail, and I'm often spotting patterns. This is a huge advantage as a caregiver because there are so many patterns in a child's behavior that gives us a lot of info about their needs. It's helped me notice the ways in which 3 of my kiddos are neurodiverse, which then led me to being able to research and educate myself on helping them grow, and of course, helping me grow too. I'm also an amazing organizer. I'm great at creating routines and making sure they work with and benefit each child. I'm also learning to regulate my own sensory issues so that I can continue to respond to my kiddos with compassion, even when I'm feeling overstimulated. I'm also hyper empathetic, a lesser known symptom of autism, which can be beneficial in teaching my kids about emotions and kindness. I'm not saying everything is a dream or that I never face challenges, but I love being autistic. It's such a special part of who I am. So sweet.
I know. Oh. I think that's great. I love her perspective and how she's using all of her strengths to help the families that she's working with. I think that's amazing.
Yeah. And I love that she's soaking up the knowledge of how she can take her strengths and help her kiddos, but also learn how to make her struggles or her challenges just still be able to benefit her kiddos, the job that she does, the work that she does with her 3 families. Even though she's overstimulated, she's hyper empathetic, and she's working on being able to make a difference for these kiddos' lives. And I just feel like these kiddos are so lucky to have her.
Yeah, they really are.
Can you come nanny for me?
Okay, so like we said, thank you to everyone who submitted a response. We appreciate you. We appreciate everyone listening. Really quick, Rachel, what are you thankful about for Trip?
Well, right now he's in this phase where he's very sweet and loving, and he will give us hugs and kisses. And I mean, I can just relate with these people who shared their stories and said that the way that your child looks at you, it just, even on the hard days when they're up in the middle of the night and you're exhausted, you know, they look at you and you're like, oh, I'm not even mad anymore, mm-hmm. You know? And it makes me happy with him being so sweet and so loving. And I'm very grateful for that.
For sure.
Okay. What about you?
For Logan, who when this episode comes out, he'll be 8 years old. There's a lot of things that I've been thankful for recently for him. But one of the big ones is that he still wants to like come in and snuggle in bed with me. Oh. And I know that phase is ending soon as he gets older. Mm-hmm. And so right now I'm really thankful when like I wake up in the morning and he snuck into my bed and I didn't even realize it. And oh. I'm like, oh, he still wants to snuggle in bed with me.
So sweet.
Because that phase is going to end soon.
Oh, yeah. So he's going to be like, Mom.
Don't touch me. Yeah. So very thankful for that phase right now.
Oh, well, if you have anything else you'd like to share with us, feel free to tag us on Instagram while you're listening to this episode. Screenshot it and tag us on Instagram when you share it to your stories. And then just put a little blurb in about what you are thankful for with your kiddo, whether they are neurodiverse or not. Doesn't matter. We want to hear what you're thankful for.
Okay. We're thankful for you and this podcast and each other and just all the things that we get to do to help the world. That's our goal. So we're thankful for that.
It has been an awesome short mini episode, and we will plan on seeing y'all next week for our regularly scheduled program.
Okay. See you later.
Thank you so much for listening to All Things Sensory by Harkla. If you want more information on anything we mentioned in the show, head over to harkla.co/podcast to get all of the show notes.
We always have the show notes and links, plus full transcripts to make following along as easy as possible for everyone. If you have follow-up questions, the best place to ask those is in the comments on the show notes or message us on our Instagram account, which is @harkla_family. If you just search Harkla, you'll find us.
Like we mentioned before, our podcast listeners get 10% off their first order at Harkla, whether it's for one of our digital courses, one of our sensory swings. The discount code SENSORY will save you 10%. That code is SENSORY. Head over to harkla.co/sensory to use that code right now so you don't forget.
We're so excited to work together to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. Just a friendly reminder, this is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, and sensory integration. We do not know you or your child, therefore we do not know any specific needs. Therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist for more information.